این چیزی که انسان را مطمئن می کند ذکر خدا، ذکر الله تطمئن القلوب.
Be aware, the hearts find rest in Allah's remembrance.
Spring of truth.
Allahu ya Allah subhanallah. Allahu ya Allah walhamdulillah. Allahu wa la ilaha illa Allah. Allahu ya Allah wallahu akbar.
With regard to the role of the clerics, I should say that research and study in Islamic discussions and acquaintance with the Shia jurisprudence have become very specialized due to the expansion of its various fields. Inevitably requires that always some people prepare themselves to understand and then impart them to the people. And those who have undertaken this responsibility are the clerics, who have been forerunners in all social movement and the political struggles according to their Islamic understandings.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to the program Spring of Truth from IRB English Radio. I'm your host, Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, with the viewpoints of Imam Khomeini in regards to the Islam and our deeds. In one of his speeches, Imam Khomeini has mentioned that the great prophet of Islam sacrificed everything he had for Islam so as to hoist the banner of monotheism. As his followers, we should dedicate everything we have to keep that banner hoisted or to raise, keep it raised and lifted. It is very necessary, according to the teachings of the Imam Khomeini and the speech that he delivered to the Iranian nation, the Muslim nation, it is very important that the banner which was lifted and hoisted by the Prophet we must keep it hoisted in our lives. And that banner is monotheism. That banner is there is no God except Allah. And this is what we need to struggle for. And this is what our deeds should show. When we say monotheism, when we say La ilaha illallah, there is no God except Allah, it means that we must practically show that we just believe in one God.
Ya Rabbana, salli ala Taha al-Nabi wa alihi. Sallallahu alayhi.
It is important to show with our actions, with our deeds, that we believe in one God. But unfortunately, we can see in our lives, there are many people that who ask help from everyone other than Allah. And this shouldn't be the way. The way should be you must ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We must rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even in our actions, in our daily routine life, we must think about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must perform our deeds for the sake of His nearness. And therefore, if in this path, if we need to sacrifice anything, we must sacrifice it. And there is no way of opposing the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, if for our sisters, hijab is something which is an obligation, then obviously they should sacrifice the things that they think. Maybe they cannot go to a place to work. Maybe they cannot go to a place to visit their friend because they have to lift hijab. For example, the way it is happening in France. So therefore, they should think about the other ways where they have to sacrifice from the ease that they have, and they have to bear the hardness because of the Islam, because the Prophet in his time has sacrificed everything for it, because Imam Hussein has sacrificed everything for it. Therefore, we also need to struggle in order to keep it hoisted and lifted on that top, inshallah. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Every night and every day, every night.